Today is Wednesday, the 21st of May, in the fifth week of Easter. Oculi mei ad Dominum Deum. My eyes are on the Lord God. Wherever I am right now, on the way to work, walking in the park, sitting at home, what can I see? What can I see around me? I remember for a moment that God is present in all of this, that all of this has been made by God and is loved by God, that God holds me, and all of this, in the palm of His hand.
Thank you.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of John.
Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
Knowing we are connected to other people is so important to us as human beings. My family, friends, neighbours, and work colleagues. What do you cherish about your close relationships? How do they affect who you are and what you do? Do you ever think about how you affect them? Jesus says, Those who abide in me, and I in them, bear much fruit. Where are the fruits of your relationship with God in your life? As you listen again, what is this gospel saying about God's place in all your connections and relationships?
Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples.
In your abiding in Jesus, what areas in your life need pruning so you can become more like his disciples? Talk to God about anything that has come up for you in this time of prayer today. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.